Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. Again, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning as we begin our day and our month and allow ourselves to move forward from the understanding that the positive purpose in life is the manifestation of the awareness that we can become one with our purpose. Think of the goals in your life and ask yourself, what is my purpose for achieving these goals? Become one with the purpose, the goals will take care of themselves and better. As we unfold from where we are to where we can be, we look, if we are wise, to discover within ourselves information from any source we can that wakes us up to a greater idea of ourselves. Always keep in mind that truth is not truth unless it leads you to you. Nothing worth embodying in the area of metaphysics is adequate or is potentially the best you can be in action if it is allowing you to do nothing more than create a new version of what you've already believed, to change vocabulary instead of changing your life, to settle for a concept instead of allowing the concept to evolve as being. I love what it says in Ephesians 5:15. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Wise. Good word. Wisdom. Good word. What is wisdom? Wisdom is applied knowledge. I know people who have a whole head full of knowledge, but not one cotton picking bit of wisdom, primarily because they settle for just knowing about it instead of knowing as it knows. A couple of thousand years ago, the master teacher was walking along and someone said, "What is God?" And he pointed out to them that God is love. Now, how simple can you get? This simple statement includes what? It includes the whole of experience, the whole of existence, all being, the universe, everywhere at once, not God and something else. It was Paul Tillich who said, God's being is the being of love, and God's infinite power of being is the infinite power of love. You see, my friends, we all have consciousness, and whatever is in our consciousness directs our life. When we are in higher consciousness, in the consciousness of positive purpose in this thing called life, what happens to us is we discover, if we pay attention, that we have accepted our oneness with God, with infinite intelligence, and as a result of doing this, we are adding new dimensions to our life, to the event that we're moving through, because we understand very clearly that in truth we are moving from God, through God, to God. What is really stupendous about this, wonderful about this, is that it is operating through everyone, no matter what they call themselves, what their race, what their religion. It is done unto everybody as they believe. The wonderful thing about this is when we begin to contemplate the majestic awareness of the universe and apply it to ourselves and realize how majestic you are and I am and everyone is, all of a sudden we find that this experience of uncovering this understanding is transforming. This awareness alone is sufficient to change our fears into trust, our fears into positive faith, our fears into healing, our fears into the wonderful which we deserve to be in action everywhere at once. In my book, The Power of Positive Purpose, on page 179, I approach this concept that we're sharing this morning in my chapter on infinite potential. These are the words from The Power of Positive Purpose. As we discover the wisdom of the great thinkers who inspired Ernest Holmes and other great New Thought leaders, we begin to see very clearly that the golden thread that binds them all together, that golden thread, is the awareness of infinite potential and it lies within each of us, every person, and it gives to itself as us according to the manner in which we use it. If we want to let go and let our lives become as beautiful as it can be, we must work with infinite potential in our heart, mind, and consciousness in the way infinite potential works. We must free ourselves from negative thinking and limited ideas about ourselves and others, cut ourselves free from old hurt and pain through forgiveness, and give positive self-direction and love to our world. Each of us has the freedom to choose and to cultivate the cause of healthy greatness. Whether or not we do this is of no concern to infinite potential. It neither knows nor cares that in one place it is used in a loving, healthy, and intelligent way and abused in another. God is the infinite potential of all experience. As it is written in Ephesians 4:6, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. The glory of life is that it responds by corresponding. This glory is within each of us, as us, ever awaiting our recognition of it. We all deserve to have good and greater good, flourishing and growing in our life in wonderful ways. Every ending is a new beginning, and every new day can be a new beginning for a new faith. This clear realization removes all nonsense and doubt from us, for we know that which is eternal, as the truth of our being, heals every circumstance that needs to heal as we learn to celebrate the infinite potential of life. Let us evolve our faith in God into the faith of God by becoming one with the golden thread of truth. Know that infinite potential is advancing as you, as the advancing front edge of your way. What a great idea to think about. This was not new with me because I put it in my book. I put it in my book because it is the truth, any more than any great teacher who is teaching truth does not suddenly discover something that isn't there. They discover what is there and has been known throughout the age. They just discover how to explain it in the terms of the time they're in, based on the society they're in a way the people around them will understand. My friends, the power within you is abundant. The power within you is generous. It is generous in you, and it is generous as you. Nothing holds itself from itself. It withholds nothing from itself, and by means of you it can express all things. Today, I'm going to give you a challenge. The challenge is to express as unlimited potential in action. Know today that every action you take toward everyone in your world, everything that you're doing, everything you come in contact with today is blessed because you're there. Now, if you do this, what are you experiencing? You find yourself experiencing happy conclusions in all your undertakings. You find yourself in the midst of positive responsibilities, and you find yourself poised and experiencing whatever you're experiencing at the level of peace of mind. Why? Because love of God is what? It is shared by you. It is given by you. Dr. Ernest Holmes, on page 458 of the Science of Mind textbook, says, "Let us take the mental image of our desires to the bosom of creative life, and here make them known by impressing them on it with positive belief. If we do this, our prayers will be answered." My friends, feel today the best of yourself in action. Feel yourself being lifted up in the consciousness of the likeness of that which created you out of itself. Just to be alive is our opportunity to, as the teachers have taught throughout the age, sound the depths of love. It is also to know the power of laughter, to be aware that life is living itself as a great and wonderful experience, that we are celebrating the presence of God and entering into a companionship with this understanding that is beyond anything we've ever known. Now, when you do this, all of a sudden you discover you have forgotten about the worries, you have forgotten about the petty resentments of yesterday. You are moving forward into your event, and you are choosing to take a new turn. Why? Because the being of infinite life unwraps you, unfolds as you, just as the air you breathe, and it does it in such a way that you find yourself not only aware that it is flooding itself as you with eternal light, but it is lighting everything you do. Because, my friends, no one else in the world lights up your life. You light up your life. You are the ones who think about what you think about all day long. We've just moved through the experience of Thanksgiving, and I appreciate all the wonderful comments about the Reverend Dr. Cynthia's wonderful lesson we put on the program last week. Today, as you live at the level of love and thanksgiving, because an attitude of gratitude is really what we're all about all the time, if we're living our life from love, through love, to love. Today, as you release any and every thought or thing that has been fogging up your experience, that has been causing you to see less than the best in this thing called life, know that even if the fog is there, the sun is behind it, and it will burn off the fog, and you will have a clear day ahead of you. The same thing is true in consciousness. In Psalms 26:7, it says, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. What a great idea. What are you publishing today as your life experience? What is your consciousness giving birth to as your beautiful unfoldment? What are you trusting in today? You know, there's a great, great lesson that has been taught both East and West, and it is the lesson of trust. It is the realization that the things that we trust triumph. There's a lot of people out there who trust that they can never do it right. They trust that they can't be happy. They trust that what the world is thinking is also part of their experience, so they conform to the world. Yet we have been advised for thousands of years, be not conformed to the world, be transformed by the renewing of our mind. You see, if you have a dismal situation in any area of your life, all you have to do this morning is understand that no matter what the situation is, a moment of God consciousness, and it clears the path, it eliminates the fog and the doubt and the fear, and what comes forth? What comes forth is a fresh attitude, a new thought, a conviction that everything is evolving for greater good. Right now, where I am, life unfolds. It knows what to do and how to do it as me, as you. Now, what we need to understand metaphysically is life does not hurry. It doesn't have to. It's everything at once, everywhere at once. Everything it has been, everything it will be is happening to it all at once. In Isaiah 32:17, it points out, and the works of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness quietness and assurance forever. Today I choose to be quietly assured. And let the world hear my laughter coming from the celebration of greater good as me, as you. Again, life does not hurry. We've been around for millions and millions of years. The universe has been around for billions and billions of years. All we have to do is let go and know that in the now that we're in, as we celebrate it, greater good and change for the better comes forth without hesitation. No matter what your recorded history, all you have to do is allow yourself to know that you are new in the now with a new conviction and are celebrating a new creation as your life experience before anything or anyone in the world ever sees it.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. I would like to personally invite you to a 2-week book study in December based on the book The Art of Extreme Self-Care by Cheryl Richardson. Facilitated by Master Teacher Reverend Darlene Sykes, this class meets on Wednesday, December 2nd and Wednesday, December 9th from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Extreme self-care means making choices and decisions that honor our soul in everyday life. When we care deeply for ourselves, we naturally begin to care for others, our families, our friends, and our greater global community in a healthier and more effective way. And we begin to recognize we are all connected and our individual actions affect a greater whole. I hope you'll plan to join us, and if you're visiting for the first time, mention KEST at the door to receive free admission to the class. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
Now, we look at our living, modern living. Well, times have changed. We are in a modern time. There are new things happening. It's getting faster and faster. Change is happening faster and faster. We know more about the world than we ever knew before. And I think as never before, this lesson that I teach, and any New Thought teacher, whether it's unity, divine science, religious science, is going to be of unlimited value to you. If you allow yourself to find a good New Thought teacher and take classes with a good New Thought teacher who will lead you to you, and you will find yourself celebrating the fact that there is a power for good in this universe greater than you are, right where you are, that knows what to do, it knows how to do it. And as you let go and let God, you can move through anything and be unmoved by it. If you're living your life at the level of fatigue, work fatigue, relationship fatigue, creativity fatigue, religion fatigue, whatever it might be, you will discover if you're making a choice to be fatigue in action, you will discover that it is usually accompanied by tenseness, it is accompanied by boredom, it is accompanied by doubt, it is accompanied by pessimistic outlooks on life. Now, somebody said, well, it's hard to live a positive life. I've got news for you. My friends, it's easier to be happy than unhappy. It's easier to be well than sick. It's easier to be prosperous than broke. It's easier to succeed than fail. To students in school, it's easier to make A's than it is to make B's, C's, and D's. Just ask the A student. They know. Pay attention to what they're doing and do what they do, and you'll find yourself being an A student. But the interesting thing about observing this is you usually find people who make A's and B's and C's in school usually graduate from school, not understanding that there is no graduation. It's just a new class starting. And the A's or B's or C's they made in school usually continue to manifest, and they usually wind up making an A, B, or C in life. But you see, my friends, it does not have to stay that way. There's nothing making it be that way, but your decision to maintain it. And as you allow yourself to let go and let this understanding be your way, what happens? You find yourself aligning with Matthew 5:16, where it says very clearly, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven, which we are told very clearly. It is not up in the sky by and by when we die, it is within us. Jesus said, you may search low here, low there for it, it is within you. Dr. Holmes says on page 544 of the Science of Mind textbook, my word shall come back to me blessed of God and man and the human experience. This is choosing to be a blessing to yourself. You see, the things you have as your life experience, my friends, all started within. It is impossible to deny that deep within ourselves, an interior appears at the heart of beingness. At the heart of all beings is this same truth. Why? Because It is the golden thread that binds us all together. Teilhard de Chardin pointed this out. Listen to the words. Things have their within. It is impossible to deny that deep within ourselves an interior appears at the heart of beings as it were thought a rent. Now, when we begin to glimpse our true nature, the wonderful thing about it is no matter how beautiful the discovery, we can enlarge it. No matter how great you think you are greater than that. But what keeps ego out of the way is the understanding that if it is true of you, it is true of everyone, everywhere. To deny anyone is to deny yourself. The divine nature, which you can enlarge, is a must if you're going to discover a greater and greater experience in life, no matter what you call it. Dr. Fenwick Holmes shared with me once the problem with a lot of people who are studying the New Thought teaching is they wind up being technique worshipers instead of celebrating what the technique is leading them to. I had a wonderful Eastern teacher who shared with me once, because he was teaching here in the United States and all over the world, I said, "What's the difference between an Eastern student and a Western student?" And he looked at me and said, "Unfortunately, in the West, most of the students make the teacher more important than what they're teaching. They make the book more important than what it contains. They make the symbol more important than what it's symbolizing." And then he said what I shared with you before, that's always stayed with me. Truth is not truth unless it leads you to you. Let truth lead you today, my friends, to a greater enlarged celebration of yourself, of the truth of you. Allow yourself to make up your mind today to develop fully your excellence in every area of your life. I am excellence looking for a place to happen. I am success looking for a place to happen and finding it. Not just looking for it. Looking for it is just settling for the concept. Finding it is being the concept in action. Since infinite intelligence created us in its likeness, what we have to do is allow ourselves to recognize that we are not only created in its likeness, we also have the power of creative mind. We have the ability to know. We have the ability to act on this knowing. We have the ability to act on this knowing and turn it into wisdom by doing something with it. Why? Because we are aligned with a great wisdom, and by this alignment, we can, anytime we choose, begin to understand that the divine spirit in us, as us, is ready to receive our guidance, and we become receptive to greater good in a way we've never known before. Wholeness becomes our design. And what happens? We begin to celebrate the process of our thought instead of being afraid of it. Dr. Fenwick Holmes, the elder brother of Dr. Ernest Holmes, who was my teacher and friend, he said, "The problem with a lot of students who find the New Thought teaching is they are told to go within and they refuse to do so because they're afraid to find what's there." Well, don't be afraid, my friends. The only thing within you is God unfolding. The kind of person you choose to become is the kind of person you make up your mind to become. Why? Because the intelligence within you is always unfolding. It's happening to each and every one of us. We are always communicating on a level of our development, and that level of development is the level we think, and therefore we need to think about what we think about so that our definition of self improves, therefore our thinking improves. Why? Because we are expanding into the definition. Our life purpose is to what? Is to rise to higher levels of consciousness, of our divine nature, and to communicate it to everything and everyone in our world by way of what we think, by way of what we say, and by way of what we do. And when we do this, and we let ourselves be this, we find that we are living in the consciousness of our true self. We find that spiritual reality in us, as us, is that which is noble within us, that which is worthy within us, that which is completely at one with God because we are each an individualization of it. And as Emerson said, if there were two of anything, there wouldn't be any use for one of them. So the challenge is to celebrate your discovery by discovering your uniqueness and giving it birth as your life experience, life's purpose. Again, to rise to a higher level of consciousness, life's purpose, is to know that when you are in fellowship with this understanding, with infinite life, with God, all of a sudden your fellowship, your relationship with everything and everyone in your world lives at the level of positive reverence and positive purpose. So let go today. Let go and know that your word expressed today is a word that is beneficial to everything it touches. Pay attention to the best within you and choose to give it everywhere it wants. Let go of the nonsense of reacting to things you can't change and move forward celebrating a new consciousness that unfolds as a celebration of event you can honor, that you can be proud of, and that you can magnify in a greater way every day of your life. Because, my friends, when you let go and let the beautiful in you as you be you, it just gets better and better and better as you do in understanding, as you do in your life awareness, as you do in your total being. Because in truth, my friends, you are a mighty moving power of God in this thing called life. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeow Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blakeow and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. To download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the-book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax-deductible. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM. Thank you.